Chapter 9. Alcohol and other drugs. The problem. One of the most significant problems in driving is the great number of drivers who are under the influence of alcohol. The use of alcohol is a factor in over 18,000, about 40%, of the fatal motor vehicle crashes that occur every year in the United States. This is your problem as a driver, whether you drink or not. The problem is not limited to alcoholics who drive drunk. It includes anyone who drives after consuming alcohol, even if it is contained in medicine. Since alcohol and other drugs can have an adverse effect on judgment, people who consume these substances can easily misjudge their level of intoxication. People who drive even when slightly intoxicated are prone to serious mistakes that can result in devastating consequences. The solution. A large share of the responsibility for solving the problem rests with you, the driver. You must understand what alcohol and other drugs do to you. You must know your limits and not exceed them. And you must refrain from driving when you have ingested an intoxicant. Alcohol. There are several things you should remember about alcohol. Alcohol is a depressant, not a stimulant. It slows normal reflexes, interferes with judgment, reduces alertness, and impairs vision. If you feel stimulated after drinking, it is simply because your inhibitions are lowered, causing loss of caution and self-control. It doesn't matter whether you drink beer, wine, whiskey, or any other alcoholic beverage. It's the amount of alcohol that enters your blood that causes the problem. Alcohol can affect you differently at different times. A small amount on an empty stomach will affect you more rapidly than it would if you had recently eaten a meal. Once the alcohol enters your blood, there is nothing you can do to lessen the effect. Black coffee, food, or a cold shower might wake you up, but they will not sober you up. Alcohol is burned up by your liver and eliminated from your body through your kidneys and lungs. This process takes time. The law. Operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of intoxicants. Driving a motor vehicle while under the influence of intoxicants is prohibited in Hawaii. Implied consent. Any person who operates a motor vehicle on the public highways in Hawaii is deemed to have given his or her consent to be tested to determine the amount of alcohol in his or her blood. Administrative license revocation. Your license will be taken away and you will be given a 30-day temporary driving permit if a test shows that you have a blood alcohol content of 0.08 or more, or if you refuse the test. Anyone whose license is revoked may request a hearing. Zero tolerance. Drivers under 21 are prohibited from operating a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol content level of 0.02 or more. A police officer who believes a driver is under the influence of alcohol may request the driver to take a test. Refusal to take the test may result in the revocation of your license for 1 year, 2 years, or 4 years, depending upon the driver's prior alcohol enforcement contacts. In addition, the driver may be charged with driving under the influence of alcohol even though he refuses the test. The test can also prove that you are not under the influence of alcohol. When the test shows alcohol in the driver's blood, the driver may be considered to be impaired if the blood alcohol content is more than 0.05% but less than 0.08%. Under the influence of alcohol if the blood alcohol content is 0.08% or more. It is against the law to consume or possess any alcoholic beverage on any public highway or any public sidewalk. Storing an opened alcoholic beverage container in the area of a motor vehicle normally occupied by the driver or passengers is prohibited on any public road. Other drugs. There are many drugs which also interfere with a person's ability to drive safely. Some are found in medicine prescribed by your doctor, and others are found in medicine you can buy without a doctor's prescription. Here are a few things you should remember. Before taking medicine, it is important to ask your doctor about any possible effects which might relate to your driving ability. Some allergy remedies and cold pills which you can buy without a prescription may contain ingredients which can affect your driving ability. Amphetamines are used in stimulants and diet pills, known in the illegal trade as pep pills and speed. Overdosage of these and other drugs, such as tranquilizers or sedatives, downers, not only greatly impair your ability to drive, but can be the sole cause of death. The combination of alcohol and drugs, in some cases, can have a much more pronounced effect than either taken separately. Never mix alcohol and drugs. Some of the most dangerous types of drugs can be obtained only illegally. LSD, heroin, and cocaine are examples. They have the power to make users completely unaware of or indifferent to their surroundings. Anyone under the influence of such drugs must not try to operate a motor vehicle. All types of drugs on the illegal market are dangerous because there is no way to be certain of their strength or purity.